Radio Prague News.
Criminal police have said that members of a gang arrested last week over the methanol affair wanted to defraud the state of some 200 million crowns. Prime Ministers Petr Nečas and Robert Fico and their respective cabinets met in Uherské Hradiště to discuss continued close cooperation between the Czech Republic and Slovakia. A teacher from a high school in Rakovník is in serious condition after reportedly being stabbed by a student. Criminal police have said that four of eight members of a gang arrested last Thursday for suspected involvement in the methanol affair wanted to defraud the state of some 200 million crowns in unpaid taxes. According to the head of the anti-organized crime unit, Robert Schlachta, the police, in its sweep of arrests last week, impacted the top echelon of a gang involved in the sale of bootleg liquor in the Czech Republic. Among those arrested last week are businessman Radek Březina, said by the media to have ties to the Drak liquor company, and Robert Sedlařík, the head of the Verdana distribution firm. A court at the weekend ordered that they and two others be remanded in custody. Earlier, a warehouse owned by Verdana was found to contain bottles of liquor laced with 50% methanol. Methanol poisoning beginning in mid-September claimed 30 lives in the Czech Republic. The bottles were supposedly tainted to increase product volume and profits. The Prime Ministers of the Czech Republic and Slovakia, Petr Nečas and Robert Fico, as well as members of their respective cabinets, met in Uherské Hradiště as well as Trenčín on Monday, a day after the 94th anniversary of Czechoslovakia's founding, and to mark this year's 20th anniversary of the breakup of the Federation of Czechoslovakia. The meeting was largely seen as an opportunity to reinforce strong ties. Mr. Fico praised communication with his Czech counterpart on EU questions and other topics. A number of areas considered key for Mr. Nečas's cabinet at the meeting included security, energy policy, and transport. Close cooperation between the country's armed forces was also discussed. A teacher at a high school in Rakovník is in serious condition on Monday after reportedly being stabbed by one of her students. She had to be transported by helicopter to a Prague hospital. Considering the age of the suspect, a minor, a police spokeswoman confirmed the incident but gave no additional details. Likewise, the school's principal, Lugek Schieber, declined to comment. It has not been reported whether a knife was smuggled into school or some other object was used. The teacher was reportedly stabbed from behind. Christian Democrat Euro MP Zuzana Rojtová has officially filed her candidacy papers to run in the country's upcoming presidential election, joining fellow competitors such as former Prime Minister Jan Fischer, former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman, Deputy Head of the Senate Přemysl Sobotka, and Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. Mrs. Rojtová received around 81,000 signatures backing her candidacy, some 31,000 more than needed. The first round of the first direct presidential election in the country's history will take place on January 11th and 12th. The chairman of the Czech Doctors Union, Martin Engel, has revealed that hospital doctors across the Visegrad 4, which comprises the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary, will stage a symbolic event on November the 20th to protest current salaries and other conditions within the healthcare sector. Speaking to journalists on Monday, Mr. Engel said the protest would last roughly half an hour and would not affect hospitals from functioning fully. Doctors are reportedly unhappy over salaries, wanting to earn as much as three times the monthly average, and in the Czech Republic are against what they see as resignation by the health ministry, allegedly allowing health insurance companies to dictate terms of treatment and coverage. In 2011, Czech doctors took part in a protest campaign threatening to quit en masse unless they received pay hikes. Doctors in state hospitals now earn average salaries of more than 57,000 crowns a month. The average monthly salary in the country last year was less than 25,000. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's all the news for now.